for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
Live radio CKUT 90.3 FM every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Thank you very much for tuning in. We have 80 Rock in the building. What's going on, 80?
What's up, bro?
Happy to have you here. Yeah, man. Happy to have you here today. And Magnum's on the way. Today we want to talk about the album that you guys put together recently, which is called... 80, I'm pointing at you.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
The new album, which is called
Devil's Playground from Revolver Mags, produced by myself.
Yeah, man. So we're going to get into a few tracks, and after a few tracks, we'll come back and talk about the creation of the album, and we'll talk about your guys' history, because I want to go through that. I want to talk about, you know, Mags' history here in Montreal and your history here in Montreal. And yeah, man, but... At the top of the hour, let's get into it. We're going to start with Fur Coats and keep moving from there.
Let's go.
You got a request for after that one?
Ghetto.
All right. So Fur Coats, Ghetto, 80 Rock, Magnum. Let's get into it. All the Way Live Radio. Peace.
Clapped and left the brag in the afterlife. These peons, man, can we on? And they ain't half is nice. Bitch, I'm a king and I sleep on the same mattress size. No time for weirdos or monster talking on pillows. The way that these niggas ball, it equates to a double dribble. Sometimes the middle man is a monkey stuck in the middle. Get it how you live, Bambi in your headlights. It's still dope, but I don't share your mindset. No dittos, cause bosses gotta fight for their slice. Word to Kimbo, there's rules to this shit. We don't break them, we simply bend those to work out in our favor like losing weight in some gym clothes. Boarded the plane to be foreign for a change in language. A little different when hearing foreigns exchange. The money doubles up just due to foreign exchange. Bottles upside down, Henny poured to the brain. Niggas who got nothing to offer, offer complaints. Saying that they keep it real, but they frontin' it's who they ain't. Wanna eat at your table, leave dirty dishes and skate. And they'll never thank you just for the welcome they overstayed. The underdog knows every dog I have his day. Never moving underhanded in order to be overpaid. I celebrate my team in the streets like a parade. Now you niggas feel a waste. Who facing with the charades? Pouring ace for shorty, the more than taste. Wavy, I'ma kill that. My word to Norman Bates. Said she down to freak me right out of my Jordan grays. Turned off cause the level of freaks over 40 shades. I will not be tied down in any sense of the meaning. And yeah, it might sound like I was raised by good niggas. Good niggas got tooken out. Pour some liquor on the curb to my niggas. Good looking out. Good looking out.
Outside, the nigga in the kitchen whipping's a goon. Blot, blot, live. We stomp roaches and swat flies. Flick, flick of his wrist on the counter was counterclockwise. Some say that. RV a law, nigga. Yeah. In the four-cornered room, mop stick in a broom. Buckets outside, the nigga in the kitchen whipping's a goon. The blot live, we stomp roaches and swat flies. Fly, flick of his wrist on the counter was counterclock to clock. Some say that toting a hammer is not wise, cause the justice system is lopsided. What if the op slide? Head on a swivel to the civil, we uncivil. Influenced by the wave, cause the wave it creates ripples. Ripple, it rains, it pours, we've endured more than a drizzle. Running game on horse, who snorts, turning to sniffle, sniffle. Lost some faith, seen bodies leaking behind the caution tape, belly of the beast full of scheming demons to God forsakes. Only gangsters these broken laws are create, cause hoops was milk crates, tap water was in our frosted flakes. We put it all on the line just to see larger cake, where the trauma could scar your mind, heart, face, nigga.
Rising through the hard times in the ghetto, ghetto. Big Papa, yeah. We chase it till we make it out the ghetto, ghetto.
Full of sharks, cannabis, niggas with heart and priors. Smart liars and instigators that start fires. Fuck niggas playing the fence like barbed wires. While those in the drought who running now to charge higher. Wound scars and the laceration. Solidifying war stories as you narrate it. Making bitches kitties drip like she masturbating. Belt buckles getting fastened cause she fascinated. Yak splash the pavement, pouring liquor for a real nigga in the field. Nigga grew out the mud from a little nigga. Over for that playtime, youngest playing the daytime. My player partners thinking alike. Word to great minds. Baby mama's fucking your mans. Now that's a hate crime. Niggas watching each other ceiling over the FaceTime. Ballers separated from haters. Money's the baseline. Saucy in them lip. Make it hard to walk a straight line. Yeah.
Rising through the hard times in the ghetto, ghetto. Big Papa, we chase it till we make it out the ghetto.
listen. No disguise, pay the prizzle, I'm that nizzle, word the frizzle, free the guys. Main bitch, bona fide, chest and thighs, oversized. But that pretty face, bitch, with the yams, that's the side. Just a lion with his pride, if you lying, get denied. And get hocked down, like a chopper falling out the sky. Fall back, move aside, I'm electric with the slide. In a space with savages, snitches cannot coincide. I'm a beast, let me eat with Versace on my feet. Cuban links on the chain, Liberace on my teeth. Let a dove spread its wings, keep that lamb on the leash. Getting bread, too focused to hear these bitter bitches speak. Now I drink champagne, celebrate, let it spray. Thank the Lord, ain't no question for my blessings, let us pray. Stick and move for the cake, fast ass, 2 IH. Bob and weave through the hate, cash is clay. Boom, I ate, nigga.
Oh, shit. Yo, ain't even stupid for this one.
Retarded, if you ask me.
Sound like some real vintage smooth shit. Cocaine in a bowl type shit. Know what I mean? Yeah. Some little nigga that violated Dirt Kid body wrapped in a Persian rug.
Look, even if I'm blinking or snoring, I got the toaster. My little demon gripping that Taurus, do not approach us. You just started thinking of warring and got your soul plucked. My nigga, I've been drinking since morning, but not mimosas. I sip Henny from the AM to the PM. But got your bitch in the days and from my DM. Might switch it to the Hazleton this evening. Let me know, see a CD you pay him or else I'm leaving. Look, I gotta get to this bread cause I'm not a loafer. Take a lot of drinks to the head cause of my culture. Animal, I'm sick in the head and I'm ferocious. I know that they won't blickety dead. I spot the poachers like trying to take a pick, but your lens was out of focus. That's why you getting hit with this lead from out the faux fifth. Actually hitting your head and got your dome split. My nigga, I was sitting in bed. I'm not a culprit. I'm on some low shit, G.I. Joe shit, scope kit. Type of guns you buy when you trying to get the Pope hit. Never on no broke shit. Used to be a woke tip until I seen 100 bands cash off of coke slips. I might make a lot, but I never play with. I bet my little 380 pop just for 80 rock. I'm from a crazy block, pump until we made it hot. And everybody's high on something like it's 80s rock.
Oh, it's fucked up now. COVID got everybody stressing. Hey, yo, it's 70 a brick right now. Niggas ain't selling food, they selling kife. Oh, we fucked
God
up.
Goddamn, 80.
I have to go back to sticking niggas.
Hoes can't get no money.
It's mask and glove season, baby.
Niggas is starving.
Let's go.
Shaking, we dub it for the money. Yeah, the risk you gotta take it. The hate, embrace it, and chuck it for the money. Yeah, I'm cool with it. You ain't gotta love me.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I don't fuck with Dick Rock. riders. Haters and switch siders. A slip sliders. Bitch, ain't nothing gonna slip by us. Tell them stop dragging the issue. I spit fire. A stand up goat, nigga. I've been rich prior. The Mac jugging on slim hours. Them pimp hours. Renting room, counter grips. Getting lit while my bitch showers. Been getting mines for the times they wouldn't allow us. Staying close to the stick. Hakeem and McDowell's. So sink, stay afloat, and just swim in the dry land. And walk the talk, pivot from renting to buy land. It's a choice in the code and the moral of my stance. Till the day the clear port, I envisions where I land. It's a dog eat dog world. Soft clamps, hard pearl. Bit of smooth talk, I can turn your bra to a car girl. Get dumb money, give dumb brain, you a smart girl. Now let's take it over, this is our world.
Been through the mud and the gutter. Race to make it from nothing. Play my hand with a plan to replace the maces with hundreds. When my ribs, they was touching, I felt the pain in my stomach. Bitches gaining, we break them. If it ain't shaking, we dub it. For the money. Yeah, risk you gotta take it. The hate, embrace it, and chuck it. For the money. Yeah, I'm cool with it. You ain't gotta love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to starve with my niggas, earn a couple scars with my niggas. Broke bread back and forth to the falls of my niggas. Moving smarts, it's me and my dogs apart from you niggas. Setbacks, part of the game, got in charge of my nigga. I lost sleep over penning these gems again and again till I get done. And this shit I done made so many attempts. Stayed solid when faced with more than a petty offense. A penny get bent, bigger my stash, 70 cents. See the tricks ain't for kids, dirty rabbit. They for thorough bitches winning, making the killing off dirty habits. Posted on the gram, she used my sayings for captions. She love jangling and that thing. I'm Bernie Mackin. In this life, I'm taking my chances to get it right. Applying all of the wisdom from OGs, giving advice. I've been nice. Flows potent and sniffing white. Doper than the residue. Water flowing through kitchen pipes.
Been through
nigga.
The mud and the gutter. Race to make it from nothing. Play my hand with a plan to replace some maces with hundreds. When my ribs, they was touching, I felt the pain in my stomach. If bitches gain, then we break them. If it ain't shaking, we dub it. For the money. Yeah. Risk you gotta take it, the hate, embrace it, and chuck it. For the money. Yeah, I'm cool with it, you ain't gotta love me. Yeah, yeah.
Fast and sip slow. Oh, Magnum, nigga. Yeah. When it rains, it pours. Lightning flash, my drip got the same decor. With good niggas, I stay solid and maintain a rapport. Haters mad, cause they ceiling still remains my floor. My outlook, not the same as yours. I look out for my niggas. You look out the window while remaining indoors. Through hard times, I just stayed the course. I learn like Boston George. You get a plug, never name the source. It's hush business, hope nobody's listening. Trying to translate the code of these verbal hieroglyphics. Add my brothers to the circle and divide the interest. Subtract disloyal niggas. Niggas multiply their distance. Father forgive him, I ain't really into politicking. Unless we poly indifferent over a lot of chicken. Now bitches sucking me different. My dick, I'm money scented. I'm busy minding my businesses. I'm minding my business. The orders of paper stuffed in the Nordica. Talk slick and we ain't missing the thought of them. Acting like you cold to yeah. Think fast and sip slow. Oh, Magnum, nigga. Yeah. When it rains, it pours. Lightning flash, my drip got the same decor. With good niggas, I stay solid and maintain a rapport. Haters mad, cause they ceiling still remains my floor. My outlook, not the same as yours. I look out for my niggas. You look out the window while remaining indoors. Through hard times, I just stayed the course. I learn like Boston George. You get a plug, never name the source. It's hush business, hope nobody's listening. Trying to translate the code of these verbal hieroglyphics. Add my brothers to the circle and divide the interest. Subtract disloyal niggas.
sisters multiply their distance. Father, forgive him, I ain't really into politicking. Unless we poly and different over a lot of chicken. Now bitches sucking me different, my dick I'm mighty scented. I'm busy minding my businesses, I'm minding my business. Yeah, from the gutter, gutter, them corridors. Why them tapping, recording, your niggas trapping the orders. Of paper stuffed in the Nordica, talk slick and we ain't missing the thought of them. Acting like you cold till it's stiff in front of the coroner. I beg your pardon, like we trying to go to Florida. This thing on my hip work magic, call it the sorcerer. The whip before my bitch considered the foreigner. And she won't jump ship like the Titanic Orchestra. The fast route, I'm just trying to cash out. Now my bitch pussy the cookie all in your dad mouth. They sleeping on me as they try to pass out. Till they asked out, begging for help, but I'm passed out. Couple C's till I'm wide awake. Slide the cake up in the stash. The smile on my bitch made me slide it inside her face. I'm a bird, nigga downtown running inside my veins. Grew up in a house full of roaches and good China place. Being loyal to fuck niggas used to be my mistake. Now it's only G's that I recognize to whom I relate. Violate you pussies and bleed like when the hymen breaks. All you feel is hands and feet like a fire escape. I've been fresh as new money out of an impress. Pressure bust pipes, you never gonna see a pimp stress. Invest my time, don't pay no mind to a simp's threats. Can't build with niggas that talk more and think less. Still miss my niggas, they memory in my ink flesh. Think chess, play your position and watch a king flex. So the ting sets, they 10 toes and get fling wet. To the death we set, it's a no-toe ting, yeah.
As usual, you are not expecting me. But if you don't, let me introduce myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I do my best in the worst of this shit. Blessing but cursing against. Moving through the circus with imperfectly perfect intent. Savage with his baggage, I ain't talking no Herschel or drip. Get money to issue, petty situs ain't worth it, the trip. Mama nerd. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I do my best in the worst of this shit. Blessing but cursing against. Moving through the circus with imperfectly perfect intent. Savage with his baggage, I ain't talking no Herschel or drip. Get money to issue, petty situs ain't worth it, the trip. Mama nursing the sick, preaching the word of the script. Paying tithes for the lies, the preacher encouraging myths. Cause it costs to get saved, more than a cross and a chain. You're a stock in exchange to a profit, profit and gains. Is my father to blame for the bad and positive things? When this fuck nigga left, I was left to harbor the pain. Forcing cycles to change, the changes the man I became. On my name, I never do my son or my daughters the same. Was a heathen running with demons, you're robbing and thieving. Graduated to be somebody, them shawties they needed. Nina ain't got no bodies, but on my body, I keep it. They throwing salt, but never seeing the reason I'm seizing. My niggas beefing and squeezing, I never bothered to speak it. When interrogated, their names is a part of my secrets. And ain't no stopping till we yawn, that's my word, I'ma keep it. My auntie said that I'ma be a millionaire, and I believe it. Gold jewels, a slick pen spitting, it's so smooth. Upgraded edition, convinced with division. These hoes shoes in the 30s, my borough, it catered early to soul and blues. In my era, it was conduct, codes, ropes, and the rules. Saving two times more than the paper that I blow through, it's elementary. My dear Watson, that's old school, said she round them poles. Well, bitch, I'm round them poles too, using my brain to count change. Getting brain is a whole move. My cheese, I'm a double, legal, illegal, I hustle. Give you my last if you my brother, knee deep in the struggle. If you don't heal from what hurt you, you bleed on those that didn't cut you. It's either fuck the world or the world or the fuck you. Got you, got you, got you.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. I'm here in the studio with 80 Rock, Magnum, Borden. Let me know. It's nice, man. It's nice to be in all this great company. Let me turn on all the microphones. Let's get you, Magnum. There you are. There you are.
Yeah, finally in the building, dog. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
Killing it out there right now, dog. Like, you should have seen me bombing, dog. I was doing like a buck 60 on open road. It was mad. The amount of snow that was on the road, bro, it was unreal.
Today's a different day. It's like the first day to tell everybody, yeah, it's that time.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
We had the 20-degree November, which is
facto.
You know, never been seen before.
That's a facto, but I wasn't ready for it. I'll tell you that straight.
Yeah, whatever.
It is what it is.
Whatever. So yeah, man, we've been playing a lot of tracks so far from Devil's Playground.
Appreciate you. I was preying it on the way, and I was booking it on the way. And still,
I was trying not to play too many tracks. I was bringing them back to kind of, you know.
Get the people what they need, dog. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? Get the people what they need, dog.
But yeah, man, let's talk about the creation of that album. What brought you guys together and to do this piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, let's take it from there.
All right, bet. So I don't know if you guys talked prior to, because I opened the station a little.
No, nothing.
Okay, because I was just about to come in. I was about to come in here with a spiel. Okay, I'm from Bergs. Been in the music over 10 years. All right, bet. New album.
Yeah,
okay, bet.
We're doing all that.
All right, cool. So we'll take it from there. So, all right, so what happened was, like, you know, AD hit me up and he was just like, yo, I got some beats. I'm going to send them on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, cool. I was in my creative mojo at the time. I was in my process. Plus, it was COVID them time there. So there was a lot of time on a lot of people's hands type things, you know what I'm saying? So I took my time and I was like, you know what, let me hear a 1-2-1-2. But this guy, once I pressed play, bro, I think he sent me like a 5-pack or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were slappers. So I was like, all right, cool, let me start penning this down. Boom, boom. 2-3 tracks later, I'm like, okay, no, we got something going on here. And I keep sending him back records like, yo, dog, this one's done, whether it's a voice note or I go to the studio, record it, just playing whatever. I'll send it to him one time so he can pre it.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Why did you decide to send those tracks for those instrumentals in particular?
I sent him my best shit. I sent him the top level. I wanted to put something together at the time, and I had those waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to do something with it, and who's better, right? I mean, so no, it just made sense.
He's being modest.
Timing has a lot to do with it. You know, he was ready to write. I was ready. I was in my bag. I had exactly what I needed for him at the time.
Mm.
And
not to bring it up too much, but it was COVID time. And
yeah, that's
like everybody's
it.
Everybody's staying home, working really on their little thing, trying to figure what's the next thing in life going. Like, what's
That time, it was exactly what I needed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And once my pen started flowing, I couldn't stop. I was like, yo, dog, send me on more packs, dog. Let me just keep eating this food. And before you know it, I was like, well, fuck, let's just slap this project together and get it out, bro. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, the creative process was cool. It was dope. I was a lot of places in a lot of different spaces, writing, penning the game down, and everything I talk on that album is just straight truth, dog. It's from my perspective. It's all real, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear bars like, I do my best in the worst of the shit, blessed but cursed against, you know what I mean? Like, these are all real bars, you know what I'm saying? Like, savage with his baggage, I ain't talking no Herschel or drip, get money to issue, petty situs ain't worth it the trip. This is all real shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there's certain key tones and key notes that people are just going to be able to take away, dog. Like, it's an energy thing, dog. It's a frequency thing. It's a vibe thing, still. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So what were the first tracks that you guys put together for the project?
I think first one we did was Hush.
First one was Hush, that's right.
Yeah,
first
so one I, was I think Hush, I sent him a smaller packet first. He recorded it. He loved it. Mm-hmm. We shot a video for it almost right away.
Fact. Was Fur Coats before that?
No.
Fur Coats was after that.
Okay, Hush was the...
Yeah. Hush was the initial jump off.
Yeah, this was like
that was like early was a bit 2020 of time between that and the other tracks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That was just made to be a single. We didn't even really talk about an album at that point. He was just like, yo, I fuck with this track. I want to do a video for it. Let's put it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we just basically just went from there. But timing was good in the sense that I think we got like a more introspective Magnum, because you're less distracted when you're at home and there's a curfew, and you know, you're more in your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And like this album like shows maturity. Like there's like, it's more complex.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? It's not just punchlines. It's not just metaphors. No, there's like gems in there, you know, but,
that had to do a lot more with just sitting down. It was just where I was at in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm grown, dog. Like, man like me, dog, I've been through it all, dog. I did the punchline heavy thing. I did that for years, dog. I was a master of my craft. You know what I mean? Definitely setting the standard and the precedent out here from time, dog. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I made my moves, made a lot of noise, you know, back in the day and shit like that. But it was like, as you get older, dog, you don't want to keep talking the same nonsense, bro. You feel me? You want to have a message or something with substance that people can, like, digest and either use to benefit themselves or just take a gem away for a later day type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you want to give them something, dog. You don't want to just keep talking that bullshit jargon or that regular rhetoric, like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, dog, exactly. I'm in a different zone right now, dog. Like, don't even play with me right now. Real talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's a facto.
So I want to get into another track.
All right.
You texted 80 while the tracks are running, and you said hold off on 400 CCs. Are we still holding off on that one?
Yeah, we can hold off on that one for a second. Right. Still, you know what I'm saying? Hold off on that one. Which ones did you run right now? Because I heard a couple on the way in still.
I know we didn't play Ghostface yet.
Okay, we didn't play Ghostface. What else did we play?
We didn't play Can I Live. We didn't play Ghostface.
Run the Can I Live. Run Ghostface. Yeah. Let's get into this.
Can I Live, man. I'm happy to be a part of that one. Got to do some cuts on that one. So
facts. Shout out to my dog, Pro V. Came true with the all of that, dog. Like, you killed it. You got busy on it still. I'm not even going to lie.
RV Alarm, nigga. Versace's on the specs, legacy cross the chest. Lucas Strucks built for all the smoke. I don't hookah puff, but shit went left and got washed. You taught me just who to trust. All my niggas reppin' like they hoovered up. OGs influenced us. 2010, I caught a charge and stood tough. Lawyer told me, please put the toolie up. I don't pray on the weak, but I pray to stay away from you goofy fucks. Cause you're done, no duck, you know who to bluff. I'm chucking the deuces up. Did a lot, but I feel I ain't do enough. Taking sick trips like I ain't flew enough. Them bitches are suited up. After laying face down, booty up, me and Dub had them twins choosing up. If only a short stay, foreplay was me letting the cougar suck. Buck 50 flying when I move the truck. Griffin Town throwing parties while I hold the shit down with the Ruger Tuck. Word to Harvard Tide, won the voodoo luck. Ah. Can I live? Can I live? Been on my neck, ice dripping when I flex, rolling by, running up on a nigga I won't advise. Hit her on deck, if he aim a Big Mac and a small fry, then it's gravity that just so would defy. Double shots in the air, make a toast in the chairs, and those that'll ride. This for every time that the code applies. Middle fingers to the boy that my protest signs. I hold him high, pay my lawyer well, he's supposed to lie. Bitches out of pocket like loose change, foot on they neck, flu game. Text from my ex complaining, hating my new thing. I'd rather make money, bitch, than to kick it like Luke Kane. Grind getting buzzing, equivalent to a new strain. Been a hustler before the W in Wu-Tang. Whip it, put a spoon to a brick, Andy Dufresne. Mass on, legacy sales, it's through the roof, man. Now it's no face, no case, word of my two chains. Ah. Can I live? Can I live?
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Big shout out to Magnum, 80 Rock, Let Me Know, Borden here in the studio.
Yurt.
So we're talking about Devil's Playground, but man, we're talking about so much stuff off air. We got to get into that too. We're bringing it back to Devil's Playground, but let's talk about, you know, the beginnings of Magnum. You touched on it a bit before, but how did you start out in this hip hop here in Montreal? All
right. So as we were speaking off mic, just to bring it to the people, so you guys can be chimed in, right? So we were talking about like the first breakout record. You know what I mean? Underground. It was Downtown With My Niggas. That was on the first release of Revolver Music Volume 1. That's when everybody in the street started to catch wind of who I was, what I was capable of. I was on beer mixtapes, plus I put it on my own joint and shit like that. That was released in like 07, you know what I'm saying?
And Borden, if you remember these tracks and you have something to say about them, your mic's on. Your mic's on right now.
Crazy, bro. Because those times was like everybody was doing the mixtape, like remixing the songs and stuff like that. So when that shit came out, bro, I was like, bro, this shit's fire.
Good looks, man. That's a fact, though. Like, it was really killing the streets. It was crushing the people. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just put something together and slap it out. So I was working with Dirt at the time. Dirt work, you know what I mean? Shout out to my brother, like, you know what I'm saying? And we just fucking ended up coming up with, like, a classic. I call it a classic. I don't care what any guy says, because I can go back to that right now. It's fire. It's fire. I guarantee you, if it came out today, it would still slap. That's a fact, though. You know what I'm saying?
And I got Borden on the right here, ready with the... the computer tracks.
Yeah, we got the DJ downtown. Number two. Downtown was crazy. This is 15 years ago.
That's a fact. And so it's like.
Use the mic.
So I just play it?
Just run it.
Bang. Even the video is crazy, man.
A lot of cats be rapping about hustling, but these niggas, they hustlers to rap. Novocaine, Magnum 356.
Oh, with Nova. Shout out Nova.
Yo, shout out to the boy Novocaine. You already know what I'm saying.
niggas. Posting it up with dudes is pumping the bass like the trunk of the truck. I'm downtown with my niggas. Deep in the streets with hood rats is itching to beep, beeping the Jeep. I'm downtown with my niggas. Dumping them shots, pumping the pump, busting the clock, swinging the ox. I'm downtown with my niggas. Repping my hood, doing what you wish you could, but homie, it's all good. I'm downtown with my niggas. That's where you can catch me holding it down. Get at me on the front of the back street. And now I got my muscle up, cause I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, but my name ain't Cassidy. Doing stick-ups flawless, cause the blueprints painted a perfect picture. You could say it was a masterpiece. And I ain't shook, look, I'm running with crooks that stay cold from the ice like an NHL athlete. Check my rap sheet, yes, I pack and clap, he through. Back to back, be slapping bitches, cause pimping ain't easy. Believe me, it's all about playing your strategy, running the heavy game, and honey's giving the cash to me. It's a no-brainer. If the bitch is a no-brainer, then she useless, like computers with no data. And I don't fuck with niggas with no paper, cause them the type of dudes who soon to be haters. Hating the cash we spend, it ain't my fault. Me and my team need cream like ashy skin. I stay as focused as the plastic lens, popping them shots with pills the size of canines and lassies grin. My squad full of gangsters slash classy men. Cross the line and your brain gon' splash past your brim. About four blocks below St. Catherine. I'm telling you now, so you ain't gotta ask again. I'm downtown with my niggas, posting it up with dudes pumping the bass like the trunk of the truck. I'm downtown with my niggas. Deep in the streets with hood rats is itching to beep, beeping the Jeep. I'm downtown with my niggas. Dumping them shots, pumping the pump, busting the clock, swinging the ox. I'm downtown with my niggas. Repping my hood, doing what you wish you could, but homie, it's all good. I'm downtown with my niggas. Cause they feeling me here when niggas.
Let me tell the people about that one right there.
Listen, man, just in case y'all forgot, that is who I am. In case you're like, yo, who's this RVLR Mike's guy? I'm me, that. You get me? I mean that. You understand? I've been doing this from time. You understand? It's a downtown thing, yeah? You already know what time it is. But yeah, that record was crazy, man. Like, what happened was in that era, I used to go with my boy to Jersey, right? And we used to get all the mixtapes, Clue mixtapes, and all of the mixtapes then. We used to bring them back and just process them. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there bumping and bumping and bumping and bumping and bumping them. And I'm like, yo, I'm nicer than these motherfuckers. And then I heard a Lloyd Banks jump off. It was called Underground With Your Niggas, which is that beat you're hearing. You know what I'm saying? So once I heard that, it just spoke to me. I listened to his record. I was like, ah, get that out of here. I was like, I had to find the beat. Scoured the internet. I found, I think it was like Jay Arms or whoever it was. Like, they had that beat. Boom, boom, boom. Downloaded that. Wrote that in about an hour. Banged it out. You know what I'm saying? And it just came to be what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was hungry them time. They're like starving hungry. Like, you know, ribs touching type shit. So I just wanted everybody to know who I was. And I was like, I'm nice. I'm nice. And from I put that one out, that's when people really started to understand. Like, okay, who's this guy? You feel me? It was a different vibe, different energy, dog.
And what was, how would you go about putting music out at that time?
What was the rollout? It was like emails, you know what I'm saying? Who's doing a mixtape? I'll send you an email. Here's my record. Throw it on there. They would listen, you know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't really heavy on the payola thing back then to the channels I went through. But they would listen and be like, okay, this is fire. I'm going to slap it on there. So you might not get the highest rank on the email list, on the mixtape listing. Mm-hmm. So you might be like number 23, track 23, track, but you're still on the fucking mixtape. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know what I mean? But yeah, dog, it was just like that. So it was a lot of emails. It was a lot of footwork. You had to know people. You had to be in the industry, about the industry. You had to go to these functions and, you know, what do you call it? The Hollywood term, rub shoulders, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Dog, you know what I'm saying? So you really have to network heavy still. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of fucking way, Girk. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, once it came out, everybody lost their fucking cup, dog. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To this day.
That's a banger, too.
Straight goods. I appreciate that, dog. I appreciate that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So where did things go from there?
All right. So, boom. Revolver Music Volume 1 comes out now, right? Once we slap it off, everybody loses their cup. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, we did a couple tours. We were running around the place, me and Dirt. You know what I'm saying? We were doing this from the ground up type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we ended up putting out Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? Volume 2 was fucking sick. And that's when we had, like, all the Who Kids samples.
What year was this?
Volume 2, I believe, came out in 2009. You know what I'm saying? We put it out 2009, about, like, 3 years later. You know what I'm saying? We were just doing other extra shit in the meantime. But, yeah, definitely getting the word out. You know what I'm saying? But then we officially came out in, like, 2009 with Volume 2. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Volume 2 had some slappers on it. You know what I'm saying?
You remember something you did from that? That Borden could get ready over there?
Volume 2.
or even around that time, you know, just to take it to the next step?
Fuck. No, I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't. I'm not even going to sit here in front. Like, I really don't. Because it was
supposed to fit in.
No. Hey, man. Listen to me. I believe it was under. I'm not too sure still. But.
The last sounds like a yes.
But fuck that record. Real talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Apologies. I do not like that record very much.
Even if you don't like it, it was iconic.
Yes, it was.
And it was for the moment only.
Yeah, it was.
It's not going to age well, but it.
That's what it was at the time.
That
listen,
you know what
man,
I'm saying?
Like there's a very confusing time in hip hop.
That's what I'm saying.
Between,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, post 9/11.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And people getting their whole independent thing going. It was a 10-year span of like very confusing things going on.
That's a fact, 100, and I agree. And on top of it, I needed a way to kind of like break out. You know what I'm saying?
And what else are you going to do but do something that had like. If you're from Montreal and you grew up in that time, it was all about having an Expos fitted.
Yeah.
So it made sense to do that track, even if you look back at it and, you know.
Yo, even if you play it right now, no cap. I just didn't like the gimmicky aspect of it. But even if you play it right and it's out there, there's some sly, slick talks in there still, you know what I'm saying? It was heavy.
The culture at the time, man. That was the culture at the time. At least, you know, you took a piece of that and it's.
The song isn't bad. It just doesn't age.
It doesn't age well. It is what it is, man.
It's not bad. You know what I mean?
But I guarantee you, though, once I did put that record out, I got a lot of notoriety across the board still, you know what I'm saying? So that was super Gucci. So I can't really shite on the thing still 100. Like, it's just anyways. The reason why I'm so like my energy's on tens with that right now, because like my man's called me the other day and he was like, yo, he was at a party, you know what I'm saying, and Keith Dean was spinning, you know what I'm saying. And then Keith Dean's my guy, that's my brother still, you know what I'm saying, but he's an ass too, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, so he goes up to him, he's like, oh dog, don't watch nothing, I got you, you know what I'm saying. So he's like, okay, sick. And starts running Expos fitted in the spot, bro. Like, are we kidding? Yo, bro, another 2022, fam? No, don't do that. Not right now, fam. That was disgusting, but it was hilarious at the same time, too. I was wow, that's a, like, bugging out.
Did you get that yet, board?
That's
did
wild.
Did you get that ready yet?
Grind?
The Expos fitted?
Yo, run it. Yeah, this
people listening, they want to hear a little piece of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, true. You guys
we
might
can
not
even
know
talk
still.
Over it, you know,
nah,
you
for sure.
You don't have to run it like that. For you sure. Know? But yeah, give them a little piece.
That's a fact, though, man. That was classic business, dog. Classic business.
Yeah, it was sick because even for the new money show, you know, big remix. You had like, I don't know, 10 people on the remix. You know, and
true.
Like
I forgot about that.
You know,
yeah,
It was like the city's anthem.
We did do that.
Could you name everybody on it?
No.
Okay.
Why don't you try?
Nope. I wouldn't even attempt. I wouldn't even attempt to. But I know there was enough cats because we did like a draw thing. You know what I mean? So it was like, yo, like, you know, send us your verses, submit them, and we'll see whoever's the tightest, whoever's the heaviest. We'll slap you on the record.
Make it sound like it's out of a hat.
No, but for us, it was like. It was just trying to connect with the other artists in the city and trying to get them a little light at the time. You know what I'm saying?
That's what that whole time was for.
I see Expos fitted live at Lerone. Performed at Lerone?
What?
Yeah, I did. I performed at Lerone with shout out to News. He brought me out to perform that, man. Shout out B&B. My rest in peace, my dog. You know what I mean? He said, 100. Like, you know what I mean?
Video was a fun day.
Do you have the actual video though?
Yeah, let me get it. Expos fitted video.
Yeah, I call shots for guap and get my cake on. Stun it with my Expo fitted, it's done the shit.
Stun it with my Expo fitted, it's done the shit.
Yo,
little voice.
With the little voice, like, there was no bass in that, fam. Holy.
Stun it with my Expo fitted, it's done the shit. Stun it with my Expo fitted, it's done the shit. Stun it with my Expo fitted.
It's kind of cool, too, because it doesn't sound like your music.
Hey.
Fitted on, lean, pocket full of cream. Black t-shirt, $200. Jeez. Invest in a little to sell.
How many different fitted Expos fitted did you rock in the video?
In the video, I think I rocked about like 5 of them, but like there was about maybe 30 people in the building, and 30, 40 some motherfuckers in the building, like, and they all had Expos fitted. Yo, another thing is, yo, I missed out on the thing still. They were telling me that, yo, I think it was, not Lids, what was the old school fucking, the hat store back in the day, bro? Capsule? Absolutely. I think it was Capsule Dog. You know what I mean?
The Eaton Center.
They were telling me they were sold out at Expos Fitted after this record came out. If you walk downtown, you would see everybody rocking the Fitted on the strength of this record. No bullshit. Mm. So I missed out on a little bag them time that I'm not even going front. All right, run that. Run that.
I get that dough, sipping XO. Always been about my business from the get go. Wrist game proper, you can see my neck glow. 5950, I be rocking retro.
Bars.
Stunning hard, shining, rhyming with a vet flow. I'm all about a dollar, you can call me Cref. Young gunner swagging in the summer when my sun is tinted. Under the finish, did it itch with an expo. Fresh night, it's tinted, I wear. Brand name printed on my
game. Yes. I'm gonna start ad-libbing this joint, like,
still hard. Still hard. Bling, bling on my ears, the way that I'm starting to get these haters like, man, they mad that I'm flying in a G5. Lay, I'm repping to the death with my set right here. I'm good, but I make it look good, I swear.
With my expo fitted, it's done the shape. Yeah, dog, I'm not even gonna lie, I kept a G on that record still. No bullshit. Man.
And when did you arrive in Montreal, lady?
2003.
Okay. So it was longer time.
Yeah, I was here for a while even before I started making beats.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you guys knew each other around this time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure,
man.
For sure. Probably circle, like right. You know? I probably met him right around this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like probably that year or something. Like
you
that.
Know, and you were scared to tell him like I don't like that Expos Fitted song.
No, I fucked with everybody. Loved it.
No, but that's the you see in this in that era, it was major.
Yeah, yo,
it
was crazy.
Major. It did its thing. It got busy. That record, like, it got super busy.
Crazy. As you said, it was a weird time.
Very.
It was a weird time. Like, nobody was comfortable.
Yeah, facto.
Yeah, and when I say that more in terms of the Sonics, because the whole scared to sample thing was happening, and
yeah,
you had to come with a certain sound that sounded popular to get your stuff even heard, and it was a weird time. You didn't have access to everything as much as.
Plus,
you
know, I think a lot of artists were afraid to be themselves.
Yeah.
Vocally, you know what I'm saying? Now, like, I used to sing on certain records, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, before we get to that, because that's another slapper, my G. Please hold that one. Yeah, shout out to the boy Blicky still. But yeah, so, like people used to be scared, dog, to just, like, you know, vocalize their thing and sing a little bit or have fun with the music, dog. There was a lot of that missing. Everybody wanted to be super tough and super gangster, bro. You got to relax.
Cool,
it's not about, yeah, super too cool for school, bro. Like, cut it out, bro. We're not doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to just enjoy the music because... It'll resonate with the people even quicker, you know what I'm saying? When they know you're having fun with the shit, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when I did I think on volume 2 I did my hand on my 4-5. With my hand on my 4-5, I got the power to cheat death. You never heard that shit? Fire. Mm-hmm. Flames, bro.
You got that, Borden?
Flames, dog.
No, what I got is the one of the first joints, Hold Up, 16 years ago, bro. Hold Up, dude. Probably the first time I seen Mags 2 and I was
Is that
like,
the one with the GTA video?
No, that's not.
That was the first track I ever seen.
No. Hold Up, I think, is when I was outside in. Yeah. I was in the hoodie, the black and white hoodie, right?
Well, you got the
with the fur, right?
Yeah.
I got that from the Haitian store. Shout out to the Haitian lady, man. She did the full fur hoodie for the boy. You know what I'm saying? That was ill back then. Maybe not now, but it was ill back then. That was fly back then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight goods, like, you know what I mean? But yeah, run that. Let me hear that still.
Hold Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some fire. Lab Noise, shout out to Lab Noise.
Definitely shout out to my cuz, you already know.
You got that or what?
Yeah. Taking his time. Nice.
Shout out to Borden on the ones and twos of YouTubes.
Yeah, the ones and YouTubes.
We can't hear you, man. You gotta bring that mic closer to you.
Trees and fours.
See it.
Day to day, yeah, I play hard, get paid large, cause I've been in more dirt than the shovel at the graveyard. I stay scarred from pushing weight as a day job, switched up my hustle to kick back with a great mom. A sick roster to flip stacks to get proper, loaded up with a couple cats and big choppers. I'm from the streets where kids walk with an imposter, and these take more hits than kickboxers.
I sip up. And the only time I drop dimes is off at the strip club. I never snitch cuz that's the type of shit that leave you clipped in a ditch with a twist mug. I'ma shine like lamp lights at nighttime, regardless, cuz my hustle dog is quite fine. But if you fuck with my grind, I'ma make my hell ladies clowns underground like a pipeline.
Hold up, recognize when we roll up. We certified gangsters, better know us. Get them more paper stacking that dough up. Giving it real for showing up. Hold up, recognize when we roll up. We certified gangsters, better know us. Get them more paper stacking that dough up. Giving it real for showing up.
I'm a hustler for life, man. With a tight fam, that I'm never back down if I'm in a tight jam. Niggas are like, damn, when they see that strap cocked in my right hand, it extends my lifespan. Cause I'm a pop like the corks on bottles.
See what I'm saying? I had bars. Bars. You understand what I'm saying? I was killing the people, them dog. Like, come on, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I was the only one of my kind them time, though. You know what I'm saying? You could say, like, in that era, especially when you had, like, different artists coming up and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You had the Noves, you had the Millies, you had the Blickies, you had a lot of these guys. And I don't know if they were heavily influenced by what I was doing, but I think they were encouraged. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? Super dope. Especially when you start hearing other people that are of the same grade and the same cloth and they just keep getting better when they're spitting. It was a good time, them time, the dog. You know what I mean? But that was because I was brave enough to just change the terrain, dog. Like, I didn't like what was going on over here, dog. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't really nothing much popping. There was a couple of French artists that were really rocking, which I respect. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, there was no English music busting like that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
true that.
Which is unfortunate because there's so much talent out here, even at that time. But it was just, I don't know, dog. It just wasn't doing it. So I was like, you know what? Let me just come out here and eat food, dog. Like, and you know, and then everybody was, you know, comfortable enough to follow suit and just do what they needed to do at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that man?
Yeah, that's basically what it was, man. This one with Lab Noise.
Yeah.
And then the widget with Lab Noise, you know what I mean? One of the first videos that, like, we seen from the city, and that just turned everything up. That just, like he said, it inspired people, it motivated people, even like me, looking up to these guys and like, yo, this shit's crazy, and why not? Let me do this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yo,
shout out to Lab Noise for all of that, man.
Let's not front. Don't act like we don't have, like, 32 grams of coke, though.
Yeah.
Sitting on the table.
You know.
Mm-hmm. You understand?
You got that?
And that's what I was saying, too. Like, looking. But that's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
that track's been played on All the Way Live since the beginning.
That's exactly what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm a Mayu looking at Magnums, looking at Widget doing these Lab Noise videos, and, you know, inspired, and then bam, I dropped my first album with 80, and I got Mags on it. It's kind of like if I was in New York and I got 50 Cent on my shit. You know,
yo,
what
shout
I mean?
Out to you. That's so, how bigger. That's how bigger talks. Yo, hail this guy. Hail this guy. Bro. Salute
mad
to this guy.
Love,
this guy's great. He's great. I rate that. I rate that.
So for 80, like, what was the first piece of music that you put out?
I was probably the 25th beat I ever made. I was able to, because of the people I knew, I got Lopeshi, D-Shade, Widget.
Bang.
And Widget's friend on a track. And it was called something about crime in the city or crime in Montreal. I forget exactly what it was called. Mm-hmm. But I took what's the Robert De Niro movie that's filmed here? It's about
Ronin.
It's about a bank heist.
Ronin.
Yeah.
Ronin.
Nah, there's a next one.
Oh yeah.
So the next one. Anyways, so they used the government mint that's downtown, like in the on McGill, mm-hmm. in the old port. Anyway, so they use that for the movie, and he's in Montreal, and he has a bunch of sound bites from Montreal, Robert De Niro. And so I chopped that up at the starting, and I'm not even from here, and I was just kind of sort of trying to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And I chopped that up at the starting, and then they got on it, and then we had a last rapper on it, this guy African Max, who his verse actually wasn't the best, and it got taken off the album. And but yeah, so we put that out.
I respect that, by the way. I respect that.
And shout out to
I respect that.
I respect that. R.I.P. African Max.
Well, there you go.
Because he wasn't here the next year. But
was it called Heist?
Is it called The Heist?
I think it's called The Heist, bro. It might have been called The Heist. It might have been called The Heist still. I'm not too sure still.
Yeah, Borden, man. You're on that.
But, so that was the first track I put out. I really got hype off that.
Yeah.
And then through somebody I knew, I had AG from DITC and Party Artie from the Bronx, also RIP Party Artie. And I had The Score. It's called The Score with Robert De Niro, the movie that's all filmed in Montreal. Bang. But
okay.
Yeah, anyways, so I had these guys in my apartment just through friends randomly, and I wasn't very good at making beats back then. And I got them both on songs, and that really just boosted my ego. You know, the fourth rap song I ever did had two Bronx legends on it. You know, so
it's so motivational.
It's super motivational. I really got to it. And I upgraded everything I owned, and I started just making beats with all the extra time that I had. And but I think that was like 2007, 2006, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
But and I just stockpile beats, man. For years, I just stockpile beats, and I never really used them. And you know, there's more, at least in my experience, there's more producers than there is rappers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as quality goes, right? Because definitely.
Especially around those times,
you know, you can find rappers that aren't that good.
Maybe not in those times. Not nah, even a lot more people rapping.
There was, but
you couldn't produce as easily. You'd have to have kind of a
some of them producer
situation. Facts.
Nowadays, it's like everybody produces. You know, everybody
that's
can.
That's it. But I felt that way before. I felt that way before because the first songs that I did were of such high quality that I couldn't go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having a hard time finding rappers that I felt were good enough.
And were you using Fruity Loops at that time as well?
I started with Fruity Loops. I had a M-Audio trigger. I had some shitty ass, you know, stereo speakers for like a surround sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, the sound was not very good at the starting.
I think that goes with a lot of music. Exactly. The sound was not good. Like there was, people didn't mix down shit properly. Like,
no, exactly.
Like,
exactly. And also back then, like I didn't have access to like the drum kits that I have access to now. So it was sort of
the drum kits from those times were very factory.
Sounds. They were hollow. Yeah. They were off keyboards. They were not. They weren't sampled,
mm-hmm.
you know. They were all done through machines. So, but
we made magic with them joints, though.
Oh, for sure, day, for man. Sure, for sure, for sure. And when Magnum was really going, I was still just starting.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, I looked up to him. It was sort of like I was like, wow, if I could ever get a song with this guy, that would be amazing. Type shit.
Shout out to you for saying
the first then, album that I heard from you was the work with Borden.
Wow. Right. Exactly. That's the I did two beats on Hindu Kush, Lopeshi and Osa.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one called? It was called it was just called In 3D, and the CD came with a 3D booklet and 3D mm-hmm. shades, and you could look at the artwork.
Yeah.
And I had two beats on that. I think that was my first actual release of something, you know,
something physical.
Yeah, something physical that came back to me.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I did just on a mixtape.
Is that a track with iBlast?
Yeah. There's one track with iBlast, and
you were on the Blasphemy too, no? One.
Nah,
you weren't on the Blasphemy.
No.
Where you were on the Blasphemy? No, one of them joined there.
But the first track I ever did with Magnum was probably in like 2010, maybe early 2011, probably 2010, and it was called "Smell a Rat," and it was a big guitar sample that I found with like a big riff, and it just made sense. Mm-hmm. And I know he doesn't remember it.
I know, right. Because you got to understand, I did so much music back then that is like, you say that and it sounds familiar, but I just have to hear the record, dog. Once I hear it, I'll remember all the bars.
I don't even know. That came out on, big shout out to Dutch. That was our foundation.
Rest in peace, Dutch.
And that came out on Hustle and Grind 10. I just looked up the cover.
Yeah.
So, and Magnum was every mixtape the Dutch did, he would have somebody host it, whether it was another DJ or it was another rapper.
Yeah, well, that's something I definitely want to ask you guys about and talk about is right. Dutch.
Mm-hmm. RP Dutch, though.
Yeah, man. The date just passed by a few
years ago. Live the Duke.
And so talk about what he did, and because you guys are directly Dutch was, linked to that. Not only were you friends, but you guys did music together and all that. So why don't you talk about the legacy that he left behind?
I think he was very instrumental in getting who I was out to the public. Like I didn't know much about the industry or how to navigate you know, certain things and how to get on performances and how to do shows and all that. Like, we kind of just grinded from the ground up. We didn't understand much we were learning as we went along, you know what I mean? Until we met Dutch, and we come to find out, like, he's one of the biggest, like, promoters out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was such a good dude, super humble, and he really fucked with us. Like, genuinely, yeah, genuinely. 1,000%. And it didn't matter what show he was doing. I don't even care if it was R&B, bro. He was like, yo, you're on this next one. I don't care. You're going to open up for this cat, that cat, this, that, do-do-do-do-do. And we've done so many shows over the years, but that allowed us to build a brotherhood. You know what I'm saying?
And also, I think like Dutch's company was called Escape MTL.
That's right.
And Escape MTL was unofficially a record label.
How you say that? It was a record label.
Because if you were in that circle,
yeah,
and you were,
yeah,
everybody felt like they were having the same purpose, going the same direction. We were all brought together by Dutch.
Yeah. Even though
it was never official, you know what I mean? There was never like an album that everybody put out. I mean, there were, because there was mixtapes.
Yeah.
But there was a key circle.
Yeah,
that Dutch kept. And that sort of, it was almost like that was the nucleus of Montreal rap, and everything kind of followed that around.
Agreed, 100%.
At the moment, you know what I mean?
It was like the Def Jam of Montreal.
That's it. It was like the label that wasn't a label. I wish it probably would have been a label eventually.
That might have been.
Because why
major.
Not? But
yeah,
it was the same thing with me, because even like when he you know, he hit me up and he was like, "Yo, feature." He got like features lined up for me. He got shows for me, like to open up and stuff like that. And he's just like, "Yo, I rock with you," and that's just it. And it was nothing given to him. You know what I mean? It was nothing that he wanted nothing from nothing. You know what I mean?
That's
he did it out of his own love. Like, yo, I rock with you, and yo, here's opportunities and here's things. And it was just it was a blessing, man. Just to know that guy was a blessing, man. Trust me, 1,000%.
Yeah, he was a different dude, and he still brings
us together. However many years, whatever, exactly. It is, 11 years later.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like
facts.
Like I don't know if there would have been Devil's Playground if there wasn't Escape MTL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to build the connection.
That's a fact. Dutch was incredible, man. He was an incredible dude, man. He was just fun guy, good hearted, you know what I'm saying? Like and he always looked out, no matter what it was. He looked out, you know what I'm saying, to make sure everybody was Gucci, like, you know what I'm saying? So when he used to do all these shows, and I used to sit there and talk to him, I'm like, yo, my G, you bring all these people down, dog, like, do you really eat off of these shows? And he's like, brother, I'm gonna tell you straight up. He's like, 85% of the time I eat, but then you got the other times where you're gonna either break even or take the L. But he's like, honestly, I don't penny those situations, because no matter what, I still got another show to do. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this doing all of this shit is gonna allow you guys to bridge the gap between who don't know you, who will know you, right? Like, so it's like, you're going to be on this show. You got Red MF coming down. We're going to be on that. You got 50 Cent, Young Buck. You got Fat Joe. You got, doesn't matter. Like, we'll bridge the gaps. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow, this guy's crazy. But he was amazing. Like, super solid dude, man. Rest in peace to my dog, yo. Real talk.
Yeah, for real.
You know, man?
Yeah,
I feel like I didn't know, like, I wasn't part of the music creation side of things, but I was at a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Like, and I just felt so lucky to be, you know, in my early 20s. And being able to go to a lot of hip hop shows that, you know, in the end, I found out, like, this guy was the guy who brought that guy down. This guy was the guy who brought that guy down.
Sure,
and it's like,
sure.
Wow, like, that was a time of life when I was just like, I can't believe all these people are coming here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just felt lucky for that. And, you know, so it's like, you hit people in different ways, even though I didn't, like, know him like that. You know what I mean? So that's the other side of the coin that, like,
that's his power.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah.